Morgan Van Arsdal joins us now, NASA Roman Operations Manager, and we'll talk about that in a second. Good morning, Morgan. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Man, I love your name. I got to tell you, that is like that is a name that's just you should create a font just for that name, Morgan Van Arsdal.
I love that idea. Sounds good. A pretty script.
What font is that? That's Morgan Van Arsdal 12. Yes. Serif. Anyway, tell me about what's going on with NASA. They're going to launch a new telescope?
Absolutely. So on Sunday, we are launching the Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope. It's NASA's next great astrophysics mission. It's designed to help us answer fundamental questions about the structure and composition of the universe. And we'll be studying things like dark energy, dark matter, and exoplanets. It has two science instruments on board that together will produce over a terabyte of data every single day of the mission. So we really can't wait to get it on orbit and find out what we're going to discover.
Let's presume, for example, and I'm certainly not talking about me, Morgan, but that the average person understood about a tenth of what you said just now. And again, I'm certainly not talking about me on this, but what about terabytes and what kind of things are we going to be looking for?
Right, so we're doing this. One of the really cool things about Roman is that it has this really wide field of view. So when we talk about searching for dark energy or dark matter or exoplanets, really it's going to, because we have such a wide field of view, we're going to be able to see billions and billions of stars and billions of galaxies. So we'll be able to just fundamentally understand things about the structure of the universe that we haven't in the past. So for example, we know that there's more matter out there in the universe than what we can see, right? So the things that we can see, like galaxies and your chair in your office, all only make up about 5% of the matter that we think is in the universe. That other 95%, we just call dark matter because we don't really understand it yet. And Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope is going to help us understand exactly what that matter is and what most of the universe is made up of.
How in the world, if you can keep this on a level that, again, not me, but most people can understand, what is dark matter? How do you go from launching a telescope to seeing it? And talk about exoplanets. What is all of that?
Sure. So when we know that there's more matter than we can see because of how gravity attracts things, right? So we know there must be more gravity out there than we understand. And that's what that dark matter is. And it's not just, most people don't understand it. The astrophysics don't know what dark matter really is made up of yet. So that's what we're going to be looking for
wait,
that.
Let me just jump in for a second. I'm not trying to be argumentative. I'm trying to understand.
No,
if you, these are the kind of things in high school that would drive me crazy. So if you don't know what it is, how do you know it exists?
That's a great question. And it's really, we can see gravity acting and planets and galaxies responding to each other and the whole universe structure responding to each other more than what we can see, right? Gravity attracts based on matter, right? So if you drop a ball, you know, okay, the ball weighs however much it weighs, and that's how gravity is going to behave. And that model works great on Earth. But when you talk about the structure of the universe, we see gravity behaving in ways that don't make sense for the amount of visible matter that we can see. So we know that there must be something more there. We just don't really understand what that more is yet. And that's one of the fundamental questions we're trying to answer.
So in addition to discovering new things, are we going to learn more about things we already know about?
Absolutely. So you mentioned exoplanets, and that's one of the other really cool things that Roman's going to be able to do. All exoplanets are planets that are around stars that aren't the sun, right? So just planets throughout the rest of the universe. And we've been able to map so far about 6,000 exoplanets across the universe. But we expect with Roman to be able to map tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of exoplanets. And when we can see that many of some type of object, we can start to understand it so much more better than we do right now.
So how do we know if it's an exoplanet?
So an exoplanet is literally just any planet around a star that's not the sun. It's just a fancy name we give planets that are outside of our solar system.
So how do you define a planet as opposed to just other stuff in space? And I'm not trying to be silly when I ask that.
No, that's a great question. We all remember when Pluto used to be a planet, right? And now poor Pluto isn't anymore. Generally, the way we define a planet is that it must, we call it like sweeping out its orbit, right? So it orbits a star or a sun. And it is big enough that it's the only thing in its orbit as it goes around the sun. So you can think that our planet Earth, right, as it goes around the sun, the only other thing in our orbit is the moon, which orbits Earth, right? There's not another planet kind of in that orbit. So honestly, it's not an easy definition of what a planet is, as we all know, because Pluto used to be one and now it's not anymore. But generally speaking, any objects that are orbiting a sun is what we're really trying to look for and see what they look like.
Talk about, if you will, and I should tell people, we're talking to Morgan Van Arsdal, NASA Roman's operations manager. We got some breaking news we got to go to. All right, hang on one second, Morgan. We got the Causeway Bridge closed in both directions due to severe weather, and we'll find out more about that or let you know when anything changes. But that's a big connection for people commuting in this area. So the causeway is closed in both directions due to the severe weather that's affecting the area, going up much higher in the atmosphere. We're talking to Morgan Van Arsdal, NASA Roman Operations Manager. The name of the satellite is the Nancy Grace Roman, right?
No, yep,
not satellite.
Exactly.
Was it a satellite or a telescope or both?
So it's both, right? It's a telescope in space. And so it's a satellite that has a telescope on it.
And is this going like out and straight and keeps going until we can't see it anymore? Or does it orbit around something?
No, it's going to a spot called the Lagrange Point, which is actually where the James Webb Space Telescope also is. So the Lagrange Point is about four times as far from Earth as the moon is. So it's about 100 million miles, almost 100 million miles away. And it's just going to orbit that spot out there. Mm-hmm. And we like to put telescopes above the atmosphere because you can, you know, we all remember the Twinkle Twinkle Little Star poem. That twinkle twinkle comes from when the light hits the atmosphere and bounces around. So when we get all these space telescopes up above the atmosphere, we can see things a lot more crisper and more cleanly.
And as you mentioned that, I think about how dated the light that we see is that comes from these stars, a lot of which have already burned out, right?
Absolutely. That's a great point. We're seeing light from billions and billions of light years away. So what we are seeing is really a time machine. We're seeing what the universe looked like however far away it was, billions of years ago.
So what kind of time lag is there between the images that the Roman telescope will provide and you can see them?
So as far as when we actually take the images and get them on the ground, it's just a few hours between once we get them and process them.
Okay.
For the first images, it's going to take a little while for us to get the telescope on orbit, to get everything calibrated, to get the alignment and the focus all ready, turn everything on. So we expect those first images in late 2026, early 2027. I'm really hoping for some pretty amazing Christmas presents from Roman.
So in terms of things that we know about but don't fully know about, what don't we understand about, say, the Milky Way and our galaxy?
So Roman's really going to be mapping a lot of what's happening near the galactic center of the Milky Way. We expect to see hundreds of millions of stars. And one of the key things is understanding how many of those stars have planets around them. We're going to create the largest census of objects in our Milky Way that we've ever captured, and we're certainly going to find a lot of surprises in there.
Where does this fit in with the Hubble telescope and the one you mentioned before, the James Webb telescope?
Yep, Roman is going to provide a great complement to other space telescopes like Hubble and James Webb, and I can't wait to see what we can discover when they're all working together. Hubble and Webb are designed to look at individual objects in great detail, while Roman will sweep across really broad swaths of the sky to see billions of things all at once. Additionally, Roman is primarily in the infrared, so when you think about your Roy G. Biv visible light spectrum rainbows, Hubble can see in the visible light and into the ultraviolet, whereas Roman sees in the infrared. So being able to have all of those different capabilities on orbit all at the same time, studying different questions in different manners, will really be able to give us a much better understanding of the universe overall.
What would be one of the bigger surprises that Roman could send an image of back to you that would make you say, wow?
Oh, gosh. I think one of the big wows that I'm expecting is that first really deep field image. I'm sure we're all familiar with the Hubble Space Telescope's deep field images where you just see thousands of stars in this picture all at once. Because Roman has such a wider field of view, that first image where we see just a wide swath of the universe and all of those stars and galaxies all at once, I think is gonna be that kind of take your breath away moment where you see how small and insignificant really we are when you look at this enormous universe and all of those things out there.
Amazing stuff. Thank you so much. You can go to nasa.gov/Roman to find out more. Morgan Van Arsdal, NASA Roman Operations Manager, 720 Causeway closed in both directions. More now with Joe Cardosi in traffic on WWL.